Oh yeah, welcome sporting fans to another edition of Rocks Jocks. I'm Sean Rocks, your sporting host and 1974 state free throw champion of the whole state of Montana. I was the best. I hit 23 out of 25 and won the whole state. That's only 9 years old, but hey, you always got to remember when you were the best, because you might never be the best at something ever again. All right. Hey, welcome to our March Madness Spooktacular as we prepare to get crazy with St. Patrick's Day and no parade. So with no parade, that means more time to drink and get crazy and enjoy March Madness. And this year's tournament, unlike last year's tournament, they got the old snafu. This year's tournament is a go, go, go. And we're crossing our fingers that everybody be safe and it go, go, goes. And it's a pretty surprising deal with no Duke and no Kentucky this year. But all I got to say is go, go, Gonzaga! The undefeated Bulldogs from Spokane, Washington. Where me and my son and Andy Ralph got snowed in a couple years ago and decided to go see a Gonzaga game. Hey, we're here. Might as well go see the best, right? Yeah, Coach Few's got his team locked, cocked, and ready to rock as they're undefeated and ready to roll right through this tournament. Although, you know, it's one and done. And that means, you know, if you stayed up too late the night before or took an exam too late the night before, you're worried about your girlfriend hanging out with your best friend, you never know. It's a one game and done in the old NCAA tournament. That's why I love it, and that's why they call it March Madness. So the Big Ten puts in nine teams, and then the ACC with North Carolina, Georgia Tech and whatnots, a 8 seed or higher than Eastern Washington. And no Dukie and no Kentucky and no NIT tournament, I don't believe, this year. So they're done. They can go home and lick their wounds. So I look for Gonzaga and a surprise. I don't know who, I don't know where, I don't know when. But the team Gonzaga's playing is going to be a surprise. Iona, maybe? Rick Pitino back in the tournament with a fifth team? Are you kidding me? Good job, coach. A little team like that will be facing Gonzaga. That's my prediction. And we'll predict the game when it arrives, like April Fool's Day or so, whatever, down the road, whatever. All right, so it's March Madness, and gosh darn it, around my house, we love it because we watch basketball from sunup to sundown. That's because we put our clocks ahead an hour this week to save a little daylight so we can go outside and play. Drew Brees retired yesterday. 20 years of fun watching him play. He's got all the records, but not even considered in the top five or the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks. And I'm ashamed of myself for that. Let's just say he's tied, all right? I got my stone carver carving him up there too. My Mount Rushmore's got 6, all right? Number one's Tom Brady. That's for dang sure. And the rich keep getting richer. As Tampa Bay signs that badass Barrett guy, 4-year pact up to $72 million, they keep the dude that holds the glue to that defense, man. $36 million fully guaranteed. Good for you. Good old Shaq. Shaq Barrett. In the NBA, We're heading back into season two of the this season as the All-Star break ends. And what a game it was with half-court jump shots. And, man, that was a good time watching that. Like I said last week, I slept through it, but I do have YouTube, and I did watch the replay. Holy cow. Some shots were made in that game, let me tell you what. So I'm looking forward to the second half of the season because my Wizards are finally becoming a cohesive unit. So it's beautiful outside. I'm going to get my motorbike out of storage. I'm going to ride, and then I'm going to play. So I suggest you do the same. For everybody here, Rock Jock Studios, I am the Metal Man, Sean Rocks, Rocky Doodle Doo, Rocky Raccoon, Magic Johnson, LeSean James, Sean Travolta, and my kids call me Daddy-O. Till next week, always remember, never forget, if you can't be an if you can't be athletic, be an athletic supporter. Now go outside and play. In the meantime, in between time, that's it. Another edition of Rock's Jocks. Always remember, 10 o'clock Saturday night for my Metal Shop Radio Show. Peace, love.